VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two Reuters news agency reporters have been convicted of violating Myanmar's secrecy laws. They were sentenced Monday to 7 years in prison. The two men were arrested in December as they met with two police officers who then gave them documents. They were charged with violating the Official Secrets Act. Both of them have denied asking for the documents. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports American officials are very unhappy with the convictions.
The embassy says the conviction of two Reuters reporters is deeply troubling for all who support press freedom and the transition towards democracy. The two have been found guilty of violating the colonial-era Official Secrets Act while reporting on government abuses against the country's Rohingya Muslims. American diplomats say the clear flaws in this case raise serious concerns about the rule of law and judicial independence in Myanmar, and the reporters' conviction is a major setback to the government of Myanmar's stated goal of expanding democratic freedoms. Like other diplomats in Myanmar, they are calling for the journalists' immediate release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An American serviceman was killed in eastern Afghanistan Monday, and another was wounded in what a NATO statement called an apparent insider attack. The wounded service member is in stable condition. Two Malaysian women who admitted to trying to engage in a sex act with one another in a car in April have been publicly caned. Human rights groups like Amnesty International strongly criticized the punishment. The two were discovered in a car by Islamic authorities. They pled guilty and were sentenced to 6 lashings of a cane and a fine. Iranian officials say they support an impending Syrian offensive to recapture the last remaining major opposition stronghold. Iran says the Idlib region in northwestern Syria should be cleared of what it calls terrorists. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee